taking a look at insects in your outdoor activities. We're visiting today with P.J. Leash, Department of Entomology, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. P.J., tell us what we should be looking out for right away this spring.
Coming up soon, it's about that time of year when mosquitoes are going to pop out. And when it comes to mosquitoes in the state, we actually have over 50 different species, so they all have slightly different habits, and there's actually some that spend the winter as adults, but it's usually right around the time of Memorial Day when they start coming out in force.
PJ, what are some things people can do as they go out about their business?
If you can avoid times when mosquitoes are going to be out in force, such as early in the morning, late in the evening, maybe it's just better to stay indoors or stay in a screened-in porch. Otherwise, use repellents, such as DEET, or wear long-sleeve pants, long-sleeve shirt, and that'll help prevent some bites as well.
PJ, maybe give us an idea what the tick season may shape up to be.
In terms of 2015, we seem to be having a little bit more tick activity compared to last year. So it is something that people need to be aware of and be keeping an eye out for.
What kind of ticks do we have here in the state?
There's a number of different tick species that we have. The main two or three that we're concerned with, we have a wood tick, sometimes called a dog tick. We also have a deer tick, which can be common throughout the state, and that's the one that we associate with Lyme disease. And then we have a relatively new species called the Lone Star tick, which shows up every once in a while. We don't see too many each year, but I did have my first Lone Star tick come into the lab from the Madison area.
And PJ, what should people do to protect themselves from ticks?
Generally, the same kind of precautions are very similar to what we do for mosquitoes. So long sleeve shirt, long sleeve pants, repellents like DEET that work for mosquitoes also help prevent ticks. There also are some clothing treatments that can treat a particular pair of pants and shoes or socks. That chemical usually lasts through several washings, and so that's an option if you spend a lot of time outdoors. And then, in general, if you know that there's an area with a lot of ticks, you can avoid that area as well.
And maybe you should describe what tick habitat is.
I usually think of either wooded areas with shrubs like honeysuckle and things like that, but also taller grassy areas where there's weedy growth. So, for example, if you were out hiking and maybe there was a mowed hiking trail, but there's tall grass next to it, look out for ticks in those areas.
And PJ, how about our companion animals and ticks?
Dogs and cats, if they're outside, they can attract ticks as well. And so that's the type of thing you really want to talk with your vet and make sure that you have your outdoor animal on some type of flea and tick medication.
We've been visiting today with P.J. Leash, Department of Entomology, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.